You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Terrible Predictable Life Cycle of Every Trump Tweet by Ashley Feinberg. There is nothing Donald Trump can tweet that people won't lose their minds over. Whether it's a masterpiece of design, a crooked Hillary throwback, or a typo made while falling asleep with a death grip on his government-issued iPhone, no tweet is too dumb or tiresome to rule the entirety of our daily lives. But until a Trump tweet invariably triggers a catastrophe that ends both humanity and, please God, Twitter, as we know it, at least take some comfort in the knowledge that every Trump tweet life cycle comprises the same basic parts. Let's go with a particularly emblematic tweet as our example. Donald J. Trump tweeted, "How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate. Bad or sick guy." Remember that? The wiretap tweet? We were so young and stupid. Let's relive the nightmare together. The first responders. As we all know, Twitter is Donald Trump's social media platform of choice. Twitter also happens to be the social media platform of choice for all the very worst types of people, the kind who race to attach their precious avatar to his. And these human nightmares will have all sorts of fun insights. Insights such as, sir, have you no decency? Donald J. Trump tweeted, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism." Eric Whitmershaus tweeted back, at Real Donald Trump, "Did you just reveal classified info on Twitter?" As well as, "Trump? More like Donald Drumpf." Ari Heist tweeted back, at Real Donald Trump, "Poor baby Drumpf, with each thought you tweet or speak, the world respects you less." And did you know that the thing that Trump said might not actually be entirely truthful? Hank Green tweeted back, at Real Donald Trump, "So presidents can't order wiretaps? Also, there appears to be no information supporting the claim that TT was wiretapped." Personally, I remember when our presidents had a little thing called decorum. Marsha WTF, at Count the Votes CN, tweeted back, at Real Donald Trump, "Let the record show that this tweet from POTUS45 was a bald-faced lie made to divert attention from his treasonous ties with Russia." Naturally, these keyboard warriors will continue to swoop in for at least the next several weeks, months, years. Trump-a-lump tweeted back, at Real Donald Trump, "But now you're saying you taped Comey?" Because someone has to make him see the error of his ways one day, and that person is definitely you. The screenshots. Once Trump's tweet has had some time to stew, the true heroes of the hour make their appearance. Now, in addition to an endless stream of users quote-tweeting the president with such pointed commentaries as, "Wow," and, "Folks, this is not normal," we also get screenshots. Dozens and dozens of screenshots. We get screenshots of the tweet itself for no real reason. Gavin Newsom tweeted a screenshot saying, "If this is true, means there was a serious investigation happening and Trump just declassified it or shared classified info on Twitter." And we absolutely get screenshots of the hypocrisy, trademarked. Shauna at Golden Gate Blonde tweeted, "I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament. I have a winning temperament." At Real Donald Trump, September 26, 2016. This maneuver accomplishes little more than finding a false sense of purpose in a cruel and meaningless world. But hey, whatever gets you through the day. The news. Did you know Donald Trump just tweeted? Yes, you know Donald Trump just tweeted. You know that Donald Trump just tweeted because, in addition to following Donald Trump on Twitter, everyone else you follow on Twitter has informed you that, yes, Donald Trump just tweeted. And still, we will go on to read hundreds of words about the tweet from dozens of sources. For instance, from The Hill, we get, "Trump accuses Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower." From The Washington Post, "Trump, citing no evidence, accuses Obama of Nixon Watergate plot to wiretap Trump Tower." So we've heard. BuzzFeed News switches up the formula slightly. "Trump repeats talk radio rumor that Obama wiretapped him during election." As for Wired, well, if the feds did wiretap Trump Tower, it's not Obama who should worry. You might think that by now people will have moved on. Incorrect! Now the pundits take their shots. The pundits. Here's where things start to get really fun. At this point, everyone has been alerted and reminded again that Donald Trump did a tweet. What's more, Donald Trump did a bad tweet. Why is it bad? Friend, I am so glad you asked. Bill Kristol tweeted, 1. This morning's tweets are nothing like Trump's attacks on the media, or even his general complaints about the intelligence community. Jared Yates Sexton at JY Sexton tweeted, "Trump's tweets this morning have one thing in common. The president lacks critical reasoning in a frightening, frightening way." Now, some might wonder if these thoughts wouldn't be infinitely more readable in a Medium post, say, or on any of the countless websites that employ these Trump Twitter cops. But on the other hand, Thread. Peter Dow tweeted, 1. Thread on hashtag Trump Tower. What we've learned from Trump's explosive and unprecedented wiretapping accusation against Barack Obama. 1 of 10. It's not just the more pressing content of the tweet that warrants further analysis in spurts of 140 characters or less, either. Everything about the tweet, from the time of the day to the typos within to the brand of Trump's tie tape, warrants some deeper thought. Jeet Here at Here Jeet tweeted, "The misspelling of tap is from Trump seeing wire tapping and assuming tap, 2 P's, rather than tap, 1 P, was proper. Mistake of a non-reader." Just look at these idiots. Ashley Feinberg tweeted, "It's incredible that Trump, the president, does not know the difference between the president and the FBI. Disgusting. It's a distraction. As any good Redditor knows, Trump is a meticulous and maniacal genius. This is canon. You think his pants fell around his ankles as he tripped over that comically large banana peel by accident? You poor fool. Everything, and everyone, is part of God Trump's master plan. XO at Siren Soliloquy tweeted, "When will y'all learn Trump is playing you? You're paying attention to one thing while he's doing something else. After all, ever hear of a little something called Russia? Taylor Sappington at Ideals Win tweeted, "Am I the only one who realizes that Trump's Twitter is a distraction from the growing cracks in his Russia story?" Shannon Saul at Shannon Saul 1 tweeted, "Retweet if you don't care what Trump tweets. You know the story's all about hashtag Trump Russia ties." Come back when you're done playing checkers. We'll be over here finishing our game of 16-dimensional chess. The backlash. By now, everyone's tired. So very, extremely tired. And after a particularly raucous round of post-Trump tweet Twitter, nothing sounds better than excusing yourself from the room to go rock silently in a dark, empty closet while you replay every choice in your life that led you to this point. The second best route, both here and in every situation, is to get mad online. So, just as everyone comes down from their Twitter highs, countless tweets vaguely condemning the masses for the frenzy start piling on. Jorge Guajardo tweeted, "I'm losing the ability to be shocked by Trump's tweets. I read them and move on. Don't care anymore what he tweets. White noise." Jack Kirby's Hands, at T. Carmody, tweeted, "What's weird is I've had the word Trump muted since June, yet I never seem to miss any actual news about him. People, free yourselves." Hal Duncan tweeted, "Of course, Trump's tweets, one must remember, are a cunning distraction. Slap face. Pull yourself together. Good God, man, you're raving." Sometimes, if you're extra lucky, even the backlash will have a backlash. This is what hell will feel like. The quiet period. By this point, Trump has almost certainly moved on to his next tweet, causing everyone to instantly forget everything that happened prior. That is, until the return. It could be weeks or months later, but eventually, the unthinkable will happen. Donald Trump will contradict himself. Brad Parscale tweeted, "Background is fine on non-incriminating stories. If you want to accuse someone of a crime with an anonymous source, shame on you, at Jake Tapper." Minion of Soros, at Molotov Cocktail, tweeted back, "At Parscale at Jake Tapper. Donald Trump accused Obama of wiretapping him based on anonymous sources, so no Trump supporter can complain about anonymous sources ever." And Twitter will make sure you know about it. John Fugelsang tweeted, "Devin Nunes can't reveal his source, but says he's ready to show hard proof that Trump still lied to his supporters about Obama wiretapping him." Even when Trump is just tweeting gibberish, we're still not free from being reminded of what came before. Wajat Ali tweeted, "Figured it out. Hashtag Covfefe is Trump's code word to unleash the unnamed sources who gave him the Obama birther tips and told him he was wiretapped." Perhaps one day, if everyone's lucky, Jack Dorsey will finally pull the plug and you'll be free to live your life again. Either that or nuclear winter will hit. It never hurts to dream.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.